Welcome to the Field Advice Podcast from Valiant USA, where we share technical know-how and updates directly from the field, fueled by technology and hands-on experience. Managing pressure from white mold in a peanut crop has a direct impact on growers' bottom line. Knowing what to look for above and below ground in the field is key. Today, we'll be discussing white mold in peanuts and Valiant's Peanut RX tool with Hunt Sanders, Field Market Development Specialist, and John Altum, Territory Account Manager, to help growers find solutions for key pests and the diseases they're facing in the peanut crop.
Welcome to the Valiant USA Field Advice Podcast. My name is John Altum, and I am a Territory Account Manager for Valiant USA Corporation, covering South Central Georgia and North Central Florida.
I am Hunt Sanders. I'm an FMD specialist for Valiant USA. I cover Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Today, we're going to be talking about how Excalia can be used to manage white mold in southeastern peanuts because this has a direct impact on a grower's bottom line, which will be very important in 2022 with the increased input costs. So we're going to discuss what you're looking for in the field, as well as how the Peanut RX tool from Valiant USA can be implemented to assess risk for each grower's field. So Hunt, can you explain what white mold is in peanuts and why it is so important in southeastern peanut production?
White mold is one of the most devastating diseases of peanuts in the southeastern United States. It's a fungal disease and it's a soil-borne pathogen. It's a disease that growers have to spray for every year. It's one of the limiting factors in peanut production in the southeastern United States. This disease is present in most peanut production fields in Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama, and growers have to be on the watch out for this disease. One thing that happens is as our peanut acres increase, and our acres have increased over the last 10 years, is that our growers get on short rotations. That means that they're planting peanuts either back-to-back or on a short rotation shorter than 3 years. We'd like to have at least 3-year rotation of peanuts, and generally we're rotating peanuts with cotton. This year in particular, with fertilizer inputs and prices that are increasing, we expect that peanut acres will at least stay the same and will probably go up because it takes less fertilizer to grow peanuts than it does cotton. Because of this, most of our growers are going to be on short rotations. And because of that, we expect to see more white mold this year.
Hunt, can you kind of describe the symptoms and signs of what white mold looks like in a peanut field?
So white mold is a soil-borne disease and attacks the crown and the roots of the plant, the taproot and the crown of the plant. The first thing most people see is the wilting of the peanut plant. And the tallest leaf, what we call the flag leaf, will start to wilt. And that's one of the first signs that you see or a symptom that you see with this disease. If you go and dig this plant up that has this flag leaf, to confirm it's white mold, you'll see the crown of the plant right at the soil line will be necrotic. A lot of times you will see the fungus itself with white mycelia, and you also can find sclerotia, the survival structures that are like very small BBs at the crown of the plant as well.
If growers are treating white mold on a preventative basis, why would someone want to scout peanuts for white mold?
So that's a great question, John. All of our growers are using some type of fungicide spray program for white mold, preventatively. You need to be out ahead of the disease. It is extremely important to scout after you spray these fungicides to ensure that your fungicide spray program is working. One thing that's critical for white mold control is to have a rain event after you apply, or an irrigation event after you apply the fungicide, to wash the fungicide down off the plant into the crown of the plant. If that doesn't happen in a timely manner, white mold can increase. And if that happens, you need to be on top of it to understand if you need to make another application or adjust your spray program.
Is white mold the only soil-borne disease, or are there other important soil-borne diseases in the Southeast?
White mold is by far the most devastating disease or most important, but Rhizoctonia is a close second. Rhizoctonia, what we call limb rot in peanuts in the Southeast.
So, Hunt, you brought up Rhizoctonia as an important soil-borne disease. I know that Excalia is extremely active on Rhizoctonia, and in fact, I think in sugar beets, that is the main disease that Excalia controls. And we've done a lot of research in this area on Rhizoctonia, whether it's a seed treatment or foliar sprays to control this particular disease. And we know that Excalia is one of the most active SDHI components or fungicides that is used compared to other fungicides on the market. I would say that Excalia is a new SDHI fungicide that is the most active SDHI on the market. It offers fast-acting, highly systemic movement into the plant. It has long residual. It is very flexible, low use rates, and provides provides the best protection on peanut yields from soil-borne diseases like white mold and Rhizoctonia limb rot.
And also, we've done university trials with Rhizoctonia limb rot peanuts, and it is performed extremely well. It's as good as or better than any other fungicide on the market to control Rhizoctonia and peanuts.
So, Hunt, can you talk about what were the field results over the past several years with all the Excalia research that's going on?
So, we've been testing Excalia with the University of Georgia, Clemson, and Auburn University since 2015, even before the product was launched. And I have to say that the results have been extremely consistent. Excalia has been a top performer. It's as good or better than any fungicide on the market for white mold and Rhizoctonia control. And one thing that's really has stood out in these trials is that it's been a top yield performer in the trials as well.
So I know that we were able to do some grower trials in 2019 and 2020. We only got to do one grower trial those years. And Excalia was the top yielding treatment in those 2 years. But in 2021, I believe we had at least five of these grower trials. And how would you summarize the results of it?
So in 2021, again, we did the five trial summary across several counties in Georgia. We looked extremely good. Our Excalia program and a BASF program that included Excalia, two applications with Excalia, were the top yielding treatments in those trials.
So let's discuss maybe how a grower would use Excalia. So what rate of Excalia would a grower begin with?
So Excalia is an extremely flexible product. It depends on the program they're going to use. If they're going to use a two-spray program, they need to go at it with at least 3 ounces or 4 ounce, or the higher rate, 4 ounces per application. The total amount you can apply of Excalia per year is 8 ounces. If you're going to use a three-spray program where you're going at it 45, 60, and 90 days after plant, then you would start off with 2 fluid ounces of Excalia and either go with 2 fluid ounces or 3 fluid ounces in the 60 and 90-day application window.
So also in addition to that, what growers told me last year was they really like the flexibility of choosing a rate for Excalia, and they definitely like handling less jugs. The comment was they could throw a couple of cases in the back of the truck and go all day, whereas other products you have to pull a trailer and haul the cases around. The other question I get a lot, Hunt, is Excalia systemic, and what about the residual power of Excalia?
So Excalia is systemic. The plant will uptake it. As far as the residual power of Excalia, we know that we can go out 60 or 90 days with 4 ounces of Excalia, and 4 ounces at 60 days, 4 ounces at 90 days, and have season-long white mold control of peanuts. So it's extremely, it has a very long residual.
By the way, on the rate range, that is 2 to 4 fluid ounces per acre. Just to clarify how low of a use rate that really is.
And the total season use is 8 fluid ounces per acre.
So, Hunt, can you explain what the mode of action of Excalia is?
So, Excalia is a group 7, frat group 7 fungicide. It's an SDHI, or succinate dehydrogenase inhibitor. There are other SDHIs on the market, but I'll tell you that Excalia is the most powerful one that's out there for rhizoctonia and white mold control of peanuts. SDHIs are respiration inhibitors.
There have been some really good fungicides developed in the last 4 or 5 years to combat white mold. Most of them are in this SDHI frat group 7. And so there are concerns about overusing a particular group of fungicides. So the reliance on this particular group and any possible rotations from other chemistries will be important in preserving the future of these SDHI fungicides.
I agree. And products like Provo Silver and Provosol. Provo Silver is a Bayer product, but it's a different class of chemistry than our SDHIs. It has some white mold activity. So is Provosol, is a different mode of action. Rotating those types of chemistries, the triazole chemistries or the DMI chemistries with our SDHI fungicides is extremely important for the longevity of SDHI fungicides and their efficacy.
So, Hunt, I know growers try to save time when they're going across the field with any type of spray. Can you talk about tank mix partners with Excalia?
So we did a lot of work looking at tank mix partners with Excalia, different insecticides, herbicides, and other fungicides that you'd want to tank mix Excalia with. And what we found out is it's extremely flexible. It's compatible with just about any product you can think of, or any of the herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, or fertilizer type products like boron. You can tank mix with Excalia.
And in addition to that, we never want to go out alone. We definitely need a leaf spot partner, and some of the products that we would like to see go out with Excalia would be Bravo or Chlorthalonil, Alto, Absolute Max. We've done work testing it with the various sulfur products, Provosol. So just make sure when Excalia is applied for white mold and soil-borne diseases that there is a leaf spot partner in the tank mix with Excalia. Who developed the Peanut RX and why was it developed?
So Peanut RX was developed by the land-grant universities in the Southeast, University of Georgia, University of Florida, Clemson, Auburn, and Mississippi State. It was developed so to give farmers a tool that they could assess the risk, the disease risk, within certain fields in their production fields.
So that is a handy tool for growers to assess a risk on a field-by-field basis, and I know that that's based on a point system. Can you explain the various factors that are included in coming up with this risk?
Absolutely. So one factor that's not included is weather. This system is a non-weather based risk assessment system, mostly because weather's variable. So what they did is they took the things that are not so variable. A grower will know what variety they're going to plant every year. Well, each variety has different risk index to the different diseases of peanut. So variety is definitely one. Crop rotation. Crop rotation is extremely important for leaf spot and soil-borne diseases of peanut. That's an indicator. Row planting date. Whether or not you're using thimet, an at plant insecticide, that's important for tomato spotted wilt control. Row pattern, tillage, and field history are the main ones.
Given those factors that make up this risk value, how did Valent develop the Peanut RX in terms of utilizing Excalia?
So the primary thing you have to make white mold thrive is heat. And I'm going to discuss the difference between what happened in 2020 and 2021. 2020, we had a real big white mold year. We had a good bit of rain, and you have to have some rain, but you also have to have the heat. And we were hot, we were wet, and then we had after the wet, we'd have periods of dry and hot. And that's what it really takes to make white mold go. In 2021, even though we were extremely wet, we weren't as hot. So even though there was white mold around, the disease wasn't near as severe as it was in 2019 and 2020 because of we just didn't have as much heat.
The way I explain it is when we have early season moisture followed by hot, dry conditions in, say, August, that is when white mold has the potential to literally explode in field situations. And we saw that in 19 and 20. We stayed wetter and cooler in 21, so there never was the actual explosions. So growers and consultants and scouts use the above ground symptoms of white mold to predict and adapt spray programs. And a lot of times the better fungicides like an Excalia, even though there may be an above ground hit, it eliminates or completely stops that white mold from running down the row and creating a major loss in peanut productions. Unfortunately, the below ground symptoms are usually seen at the time of digging, and it's obviously too late to do anything about it at that time. But that's how premium fungicides like Excalia differentiate themselves from, say, the lesser effective or generic type products.
I would just add that that just goes, when you're scouting peanuts, it's like mid-season, it just goes to show how important it is. If you want to know what's going on in your crop, you have to get out and you have to dig peanuts and you have to look at the roots. The flagging's important. The above ground symptoms important. It's an indicator, but you really don't know what's going on until you get out and you dig up some roots.
All right, Hunt. Well, I thank you for joining me on the another episode of the Valent USA's Field Advice Podcast discussing Excalia and its use for soil-borne diseases in peanuts. The listeners have any further questions or want more information, they can certainly visit the Valent.com website to get information about Excalia as well as Valent's Peanut RX program. Or you could feel free to talk to your local retailer or find your local Valent territory account manager.
Thank you for joining Valent USA for the Field Advice Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed today's conversation. For more field advice, find new episodes wherever you get your podcasts and anytime at valent.com.